I'm your host, Tracy Ross. Kate Lochte's in the studio with me, and we're joined on the phone now by the Friends of the McCracken County Library President, Jenny Boyarski. Jenny, thanks for being on Sounds Good.
Hey, it's good to be with you, and I can tell you that I'm president of Friends of the Library, but coordinator of the summer book sale. Swap hat.
Oh, okay. Jenny, we had a kind of a bad connection sound, but I think you're doing better.
Okay, good.
So you guys have been working, sorting and pricing books for weeks now, right?
We start immediately after one book sale, preparing the next, because we, in the course of 6 months, sort 1,000-plus boxes of books and the original materials. It's a full-time job almost, and we have had one member of our Friends who has sorted 60%.
Well, who is that?
It's Bill Beasley. He is retired professor from Paducah Community College, and he has enjoyed this project, and we have been thrilled that he has taken on such an awesome task. But other Friends come together in the spring and the fall and sort the other 40% in a 6 weeks period of time. So we have upwards of 15,000 items for our book sale, and we have a fresh collection each time.
Wow. I was on Facebook, and Jerry was talking about some of the really spectacular hardcover titles that were available. Give the prices on the hardcovers.
Well, Jerry is in charge of our special collection area, and she has some outstanding prices on collector books, local interest books, at well below market price. They're priced individually, and those prices can go anywhere between $2, and I saw a set for $250 of art books because of the art. But the general hardback collection is $1, and the tradeback paperbacks are $1, and the rest of the paperbacks are 50 cents. So some pretty good buys there.
Now, gosh darn, I've forgotten to say the Friends of the Library Summer Book Sale in Paducah is tomorrow, 9 to 7, and Saturday, 9 to 7, at St. Paul Lutheran Church.
On Saturday, it's 9 to 1.
Oh, 9 to 1. Bad eyesight. Thank you.
We have to get the church back in order for church services on Sunday.
I guess so. tell us how to get to St. Paul Lutheran Church in Paducah.
Well, if you're coming to Paducah, and you exit off of the interstate at what I call Lourdes Hospital, then you're going to travel into the city, and you can go down Jackson Street to South 21st Street, and it's at 211 South 21st Street. If you've got a GPS, you just put in 211 South 21st Street, Paducah, Kentucky, and it'll mark it right there. In the Paducah area, it's fairly centrally located because it's on the thoroughfares that are either going or coming to the downtown area. If you stayed on Kentucky Avenue, which runs in front of the church, you would go straight down to the Carson Center and to Market House. So it's pretty centrally located, about 2 miles out from the riverfront.
Okay, now where do you get all of these great books anyway?
We're very fortunate. Our community supports this event magnificently. They donate. The library donates. Our community not only donates, they come back and they buy. When they finish with them, they give them back to us so we can sell them again. So it's a community project. We have 350 members of Friends who come together to oversee and organize. And then we have our community friends who donate, support us by purchasing and, of course, donating. And it's just a win-win.
I love the mission statement that the Friends of the Library have a common concern for the library's active expansion and participation in community life. That's a really a great goal. And tell me, you know, ballpark, what do y'all raise money-wise for the library doing this?
To this point, and we've been in this business now for 20 years, we have raised or given back. We've given back to the library in excess of $200,000. Our largest income from a book sale was a couple of summers ago, and we had a $14,000 summer sale. But, you know, the dollar amount continues stable, even in the environment that we've had that's not been extremely good economically in this area. And the library has been able to supplement their services and their collection development with our contributions, such as this year, our donation was given to the library, and they chose to purchase 4 color printers, badly needed color printers. We were delighted to be a part of that service. We also, through the Kentucky Humanities Council, support a couple of programs in their Evening Upstairs series. We have contributed to the purchase of electronic sources. So, you know, it's a wide variety, and, you know, our choice is to do whatever will be best for them. And I might add, we're very pleased that we also support WKMS. Programming.
Yes, thank you so much.
That's a good win-win, too, because we want the community to know we're here and we want to support your programming.
Well, Jenny, you are so kind, and I want to ask you something. When do you do most of your reading?
Most of my reading, you know, I used to read before I went to sleep at night, but I find myself today. My reading is when I'm sitting straight up, because by the time I get to the late evening, I'm already past reading. So my reading is not done in the same manner as it once was. And, of course, I'm retired. So in the winter months, I have more time for reading. It varies, and I have to say that our family has also purchased the Kindle and find that I read some newspapers and magazines and a few novels on my Kindle as we travel.
You know, I haven't taken that plunge yet myself, but listen, would you mind patting old Bill Beasley on the head for us for all that work he did for you?
Let's pat him on the head back and sing his praises. Often, in fact, we just celebrated our 20th anniversary last year, and at the celebration party, we named Bill and Patsy Beasley Mr. and Mrs. McCracken County Public Library Friend, and they certainly earned that because Patsy was the treasurer for this organization for probably 17 of those 20 years.
My goodness.
So they have been very dedicated, and, you know, they are examples of what it means to have dedicated community members. And we certainly have appreciated everything they have done for us.
No kidding. Okay, let's do the business again, Jenny.
Okay.
You do it.
All right. The Friends of the Library The Friends of the McCracken County Public Library Summer Used Book Sale will be Friday, July the 19th, 9 o'clock in the morning to 7 in the evening, and Saturday morning, July the 20th, 9 o'clock till 1 o'clock, and that's at Paducah's St. Paul Lutheran Church Gym, and the location is 211 South 21st Street.
Jenny, thanks a lot for being with us today.
Have
a good sale.
Thank you for the opportunity.